Good evening. It's already slightly past seven, so I think the highest time to start. Welcome. This Easter concert is not Easter yet, but also the Saturday in between Good Friday and Easter is good to be together to also work in singing, in playing, and reading from Good Friday toward Easter. That's also how our program will look like. And we include scripture reading in between the songs, like you also can see in the program. We have printed a text from both scripture readings, congregational singing, but also from the choir parts in the program. So we also can follow everything we'll be saying for you and what you also may join in with singing. So we'll start with an instrumental piece where we play from the text from Isaiah 53. But also before we will start playing that piece, we'll also read it together. Before we'll read it together, we'll first start also this evening in prayer. So let's pray. Lord Almighty and Heavenly God and Father, may come before Thee also in the beginning of this evening to thank Thee that Thou hast brought us here together on a Saturday in between Good Friday and Easter. Lord, yesterday we could remember Thy death on the cross to save us sinners. And Lord, we may be thankful for that Thou hast done this, that we also still may be here on earth to come before Thee, to pray to Thee, Lord, will Thou be with us? Will Thou change our hearts if they are not changed yet? But also give us this evening, we also may sing about a Good Friday, but also about Easter, will make us look forward to Easter. That also will help to glorify Thy name, and that in everything that we do, also them that sing and them that play, that we always may remember it's not for us or for our own name, it's only to glorify Thee. Lord, will so be with us, will Thou give us all that we need, and will Thou give Thy blessing over this evening. May I pray Thee all these things, not because we deserve anything, but in Jesus' name alone. Amen. We'll follow the program, and we will not announce every piece that we will sing or play, sing together or all with the choir. But you can see congregational singing, we just play with our orchestra, and we just sing all together. And with the choir pieces, we'll just sing there with the choir. In between, there is a little break. That's just a little break to stretch the legs, to grab a cup of water. So we'll also keep it not too long. Also, the treats that are in the room besides are not for in the break, but they are just for after the concert. So also after the concert, there's time for coffee, some delicious treats that our choir people have been baking. If you were to enjoy this evening, let's glorify the risen King together in this way. And we'll start with reading the scripture from Isaiah 52 and 53. And there we see written, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouth at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He had no form of comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut out of the land of the living. For the transgression for my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied, but by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
We'll read from John 19. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put him on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forward again and said unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again to the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, "Whence art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee has the greater sin."
Thank you. We'll read now a portion from John 19, verse 16 to 19. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led them away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into the place called the place of Skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the written was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
We will now read a portion out of Matthew 27 from verses 45 to 50. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran, and took a sponge, and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink. The rest said, let be, let us see whether Elias shall come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost.
We are already halfway our evening, so it's time for a little break. We have now sang through the history from Good Friday, and after the break we will continue with Easter. So enjoy a little refreshing break. If everyone can find their place again, then we can continue with the second half of the program. Start with another scripture reading. And I'll read this time from Luke 24, where we come towards the day that Jesus rose again. So we read from Luke 24, now the first 9 verses. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, 2 men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest.
from Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give him unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and evil, and murderers, and warmongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Congregation, You hear me? Yeah.
Choir and the ones who are playing with instruments with all knives and for the glory, not for us, but the glory of the Lord. And that's why we can have to give thanks to the Lord for the evening when we could gather together. So let us pray. And my most holy and almighty God, Lord of lords and King of kings, it is by the mercy and the grace that we could be together to sing to thy praise, to sing about the best and the dearest, O Lord, and that he also may become the nearest to us, one of us, and everyone need to have that Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, our Redeemer, and that we not can say we have loved him, but he first loved us. And we thank thee for the time that we could be together, and in the season from the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the day today when it is all silent, and waiting for the morning when the women came to the grave, and the stone was taken away, O Lord, and that amazement that the Lord is risen indeed, but may be heard tomorrow morning, O Lord, and we plead for a blessing in the night, that we may awake in the morning refreshed and able to come to the house of prayer, wherever thy words be brought forth, and the risen Christ also may be glorified in New Zealand, everywhere, O Lord, in times of peace and in times of war, but everyone may receive then the blessings from above, the work of the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, our Redeemer, in whose name we pray alone. Amen.
that was already the end of this evening, the end of also looking forward to tomorrow, the day of Easter, but also looking forward to what's possible through Easter, that we may look forward also to the new coming of a new heaven and a new earth. Have a blessed Sunday, and hope to see you another time again.